the other presenters. Now, I'm joined in the studios by actors Jazz Cook and John Keeler. They are from Billericay Operatic Society, and they're here to talk about the production of The Producers, which is going to be at the Brentwood Theatre between the 20th to the 24th of March. So very good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Hello there.
I've been trying to tempt you with the chocolate cake, which you are going to take a slice of.
Oh, yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, not that I was just going to say, you'd want a bit of chocolate cake before you went on air, but it's probably, as your actors, you know, that's probably not a...
Wouldn't be good for the vocal.
Oh, chords. Of course not, no.
So, can I just ask you, when you're actually going on stage, we're going to talk about the production in a sec, do you have to, is it only hot drinks only and you can't eat a couple of hours beforehand? How do you both cope?
If you're a proper actor, yes. You would... I don't. I have KFC and a Coke beforehand.
Yeah, nipped a KFC, quick dinner and then on the stage.
Yeah. So are you full-time actors or this is what you do for your fun?
It's a bit of fun. It is a hobby. I work in education myself.
Yeah.
So I have the day job. And then this is what I do of the evenings for a laugh, really. You know, it's great fun.
And it's one of those things, I mean, I've seen quite a lot of the productions over the years from the different groups in the whole of Essex. And when people say amateur, there is nothing about the scenery, the acting is absolutely fantastic. So whatever you might have seen in the past where you've gone along and you think things are going to be shoddy, when you go along and see these groups perform, they are absolutely brilliant. And it's normally only about sort of 10, 12... pound to go out for the evening to go and see it as well.
It is. I mean, we're a little bit more expensive than that. We're 14, 15, well, so you know, a couple more quid, but it's worth it because, as said, you know, so much is put into the production. We spend a year getting it all together, really.
Yeah.
We've got a great team of set designers who are out in a cold barn somewhere, you know, building staircases and putting together this amazing scenery. And you know, as I say, we spend a year practicing, rehearsing.
Yeah.
And Jazz and I were actually talking just before we came in about how what people have said before.
Yeah, definitely. My friends are always like, oh, it's like a real show. Yeah. So it is brilliant to get good feedback, and I would just urge anyone to come and just support local societies and stuff that perform in the theatres, because we have fun on stage and people have fun watching us as well.
And also because it's local, you don't have to get on the train and traipse up to London and then be like caught up in things and everything. You just go to Brentwood, and as you're going to be at the Brentwood Theatre, it's great for parking.
Absolutely.
Access for disabled, so if you've got a wheelchair you can get in and out really easy, and it's a great really good venue and nice comfy seating as well.
It is, and it's nice and close as well. You know, it's because it's a small community theatre, you're really there. You get right in the action, you know. At one part in the show there may be a possibility I'll be coming up into the audience.
Oh
yes,
I'm saying
too.
Maybe.
No, I'm definitely
so, in there. Yeah, it's really get the audience as part of the show, really.
Now tell us about The Producers. Is this Mel Brooks's famous Producers?
This is indeed. This yep. is now I'll see if I can get this right. This we are doing a production of Mel Brooks' musical version of The Producers.
Yeah.
Originally, it was a straight film. It was then made into a musical for the stage, and it was then remade into a musical for the film,
yeah,
which most people know now, which is the Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick version. And that's what we're basing our version on, really.
Right, okay.
So I think I've got that right.
Yeah. And how long has it taken you to actually learn the parts? Tell us about the parts you're playing first, Jazz.
Oh, well, I've got a few different things going on. I play one of the usherettes, so I get to open the show. But I'm also part of the chorus, so I'm there in every single chorus number, so I'm playing loads of different parts. I also get to do a bit of dancing in this one, so I've learnt loads of different dance routines and stuff like that. So from one end I might be playing an old granny, and then on the other end I could be a showgirl dancer, so it's loads of fun, loads of different things, not just one thing.
Okay, and what about yourself?
Again, I've got lots and lots of little roles throughout the show, ranging from a theatre goer, a rather posh theatre goer at the beginning of the show. I then very quickly become a drunken bum on the street.
Me too, normally on Brentwood High Street. Sorry, Gary.
Yes. later on, I am a very flamboyant costume designer. I also then become a Nazi stormtrooper. It's part of the show there. I mean, Mel Brooks, you know, he's such a great writer that you've got all of these caricatures, really, and that's what makes it fun. You know, you go in, you can't take it too seriously. You think Nazi, you think, oh my goodness, this isn't good. But you take it with the Mel Brooks idea of tongue-in-cheek, and it's funny. It's got that comedy spin on it. So, you know, don't think, oh, dear, it's not for me. Mm. You know, if you like a laugh, you're going to love this show because you're going to be rolling in the aisles. You really are.
Who's producing? Who's producing? Do they take it in turns as well, the different producers on...?
We have got an amazing director-producer, Wayne Carpenter, who has been with the Society since he was much younger. I'm not going to say how much younger because he might...
You want a part in the next one.
Exactly, I might not get a part. But he does an amazing job producing and directing. He does part of choreography as well. And he takes one of the roles as well. He auditions as everyone else does. And, you know, so he takes on a lot and he's been with the Society for many years. And, yeah, there's been times where you think, we don't quite see this. Then he does it and you think, wow. He's just got this vision of what the Society can do and what we're able to produce.
Yeah.
And the producers is a big jump for us.
Yeah.
Last year was The Music Man. It was an older musical, much easier sing. Mm. I don't think the MD would like me saying that, but this year, it's stretching us as performers and as singers. Mm. And he has that faith in us, and it comes across. It comes across on stage, as Jazz was saying. People come and see and go, wow, we weren't expecting it to be so good.
So do you do the one production? How many productions are you doing? Is it the one or do you do two? Or?
Yes, we're doing one production a year at the moment. This gives us the time to do a bigger production, like John was just saying. The producers is a bigger show for us. There's much more in terms of music, in terms of movement, but also in terms of set design and costume design and stuff like this. So giving us a whole year just means that it's going to be a fantastic show. There's no corners cut.
And you don't, and with this as well, because you do it for the passion of doing it, because you've got the costs of all the costumes, you've got to get your bums on seats, so you kind of break even to do this.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Yes.
So you do it for the passion.
We really do, yeah. This isn't, you know, a money-making thing at all, sort of thing. It's everyone involved from, you know, all the people in the chorus, the set designers, the people who construct it, Wayne himself as producer. You know, we're all doing this because we love it.
Yeah.
It's that love of the theatre that brings us all together for this production.
And how many are in the group at the moment?
There's a question. Around 30.
Yeah, there must be between 30 and 40 at the moment. We've got a nice big cast to fill the stage.
Mm.
And that's just the people on stage. Obviously, we've got a great backstage crew. We're getting people to do the lighting and the sound. We have associate members who are supporters of the Society as well. Because we go, have loads of social events and they come along to those. They might be people who have been in shows before or just people who are, supporting us. I mean, we've got another social coming up 28th of February, Beetle Drive we're doing. So that'll be a great laugh. Free cake and coffee if you come along. £5 a ticket. Plug, plug. but because it's all about raising the money so we can put on these amazing shows.
Yeah, and don't forget, as I said, when you go along to see these shows, you will be blown away by the acting, by the singing, the dancing, the production. And I've seen quite a few because I sort of nip in and have a look at loads of different theatres and places in Brentwood, and they've always been absolutely amazing. In fact, I think I saw Fiddle on the Roof in Chelmsford a few years ago, and I can't remember which product it was about. It was when my dad was alive, and we just sat there and went, this is like being at the West End. It's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So thanks very much for coming in. If you want to find out more, where can people go to? Because you've got a website.
We have a website, www.billericayoperaticsociety.co.uk. I hope I've got that right.
Yes, you have.
Or if you want to go straight to the source and get your tickets, you can go to www.ticketsource.co.uk/billops, which is B-I-L-L-O-P-S.
And it's going to be on at the Brentwood Theatre, which obviously is in Brentwood. Plenty of parking. And if you need to get anybody in with a wheelchair, it's great access. They've also got a bar there, which is also very good. Between the 20th and the 24th. So is there going to be a Saturday matinee as well?
Yes, there is. Yep. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee and Saturday evening. A couple of those are sold out already.
Yeah.
So check that website to see when there's tickets available and get them soon because they are starting to fly.
And how long's the show? Is it sort of 2 hours with a break or two and a half?
Usually around that time.
Yeah.
We know when we run a full run at the theatre, we'll get a closer idea, because we're still at the point, stop that, change that, so we haven't got a full running time just yet, but around the 2 hour, 2.5 hours.
And the producers is absolutely hilariously funny. If you've ever seen the Mel Brooks film, it is just it's absolutely brilliant, as you said. And just because it's got Nazis in it, the way that he kind of turned it around is to make it comedy.
Absolutely.
And it's very, very clever, so it's well worth going to see. And it's in production, you probably won't be able to go and see in the West End, so come and see it in Brentwood. And it's about £14 a ticket,
£14-15 give or take.
Great night,
but
out.
It's worth it.
And don't forget, you've got the bar there as well, so you can have a nice little drink and a couple of nibbles between breaks.
Absolutely, 100%. We certainly do. At the end.
And you two will be jumping out into the audience at some stage during the show.
We might be. Have to come along and see.
Yes, exactly.
Have you got any of the songs that you just want to end with, maybe a little song, of maybe a line?
Okay, so we've got the opening song.
Opening night, it's opening night.
And then one of the songs that I'm in is, so keep it happy, keep it snappy, keep it gay.
Brilliant. You've definitely earned your chocolate cake now.
Brilliant.
Lovely to see you both. And don't forget, if you want to find out more, it's Billericay Operatic Society.co.uk. The tickets are going to be for the Brentwood Theatre on the 20th to 24th of March to see The Producers. So make sure you go along and get your tickets. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Lovely. Just come here.